This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly elections in Odisha, will end this evening. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting will be held in 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in the UT of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Andhra Pradesh with 25 parliamentary seats and Telangana with 17 seats will go to polls in single phase in this phase. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will also be held on Monday. Top leaders of several political parties are on a whirlwind tour of various constituencies doing back-to-back rallies and meetings to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally at Pulwani in Kandamal district of Odisha this morning. He said due to the weak mindset of Congress, the people of Jammu and Kashmir had struggled for decades. Mr. Modi also said that after the 26/11 attacks, Congress did not set any inquiry on the attacks for fear of upsetting its vote bank. He attacked the Congress for making the countrymen afraid of Pakistan for possessing atom bombs. Mr. Modi said, only the BJP can develop Odisha and protect the state's vibrant culture and heritage. He said the record support for the BJP clearly indicates that people of Odisha are tired of BJD's misgovernance and their disrespect towards the states of rich culture. Later, the Prime Minister held a rally at Balangir in the state. The Prime Minister is on a marathon election tour to Odisha. He will also address a rally at Bargarh parliamentary constituency. Later, the Prime Minister will hold an election rally at Chatra in Jharkhand. BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a roadshow in Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Samastipur, Bihar today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that freedom of speech does not mean freedom to support separatism. Pointing towards the separatist incidents in Canada, he said it was witnessed that separatist and extremist forces, many of whom openly advocate violence, have been given political space in Canadian politics. Talking to a news agency yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said there are people in positions of prominence today in Canadian politics who espouse that kind of separatism and extremism. He said that whenever India takes up this issue with Canada, they invoke freedom of speech as an excuse. On the India-China relationship, the External Affairs Minister said that every country wants good relations with its neighbors. But today, our relations with China are not normal because peace and tranquility in the border areas have been disturbed. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has praised the contribution of foreign talents to the country's progress. He said Singapore has one of the biggest pools of talented graduates from the Indian Institutes of Technology and the Indian Institutes of Management. Prime Minister Lee was speaking to a Singaporean news channel in a wide-ranging interview before stepping down as head of the government. The IITs and the IIMs are the top institutions in India, and securing a place in them is comparable to getting into the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Stanford University, or Harvard University. The Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to ensure that funds to 12 Delhi University colleges fully funded by the state are released within a week to make payments of salaries to the staff. The High Court also warned of issuing contempt notices to senior Delhi government officers if the judicial orders are not complied with. Justice Tushar Rao Gadela was yesterday hearing a plea seeking contempt action against Minister of Department of Higher Education Atishi, Secretary of the Department of R. Ellis Vaj and its Director Bhupesh Chaudhary for allegedly deliberately and intentionally not complying with the High Court's directions issued last month. The United Nations today said that in Afghanistan, the death toll due to floods caused by heavy seasonal rains has crossed 200 in a single province. Over 62 people had died in the northern province of Baghlan yesterday alone. That's all India's News Bulletin. Namaskar.